And now a goodbye to the Warped Tour.
I couldn't wait for the summer and the Warped Tour. I remember it's the first time that I saw her there.
The music festival has toured the U.S. for the last 23 summers. The founder announced this week that this summer will be the last time the Warped Tour crosses the country. Stephen Thompson of NPR Music and our Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast says, sounds about right.
It's hard not to see the end of the Warped Tour as the end of an era and kind of a little bit of a torch passing from generation to generation.
You and me, we used to be together.
But it also, it feels in a way, whether true or not, like it's the death of a scene. When the Warped Tour first started in 1995, your headliners were bands like No Doubt, which was a very, very big band, L7, which had a huge following, the Deftones, which were a very big and very inventive hard rock band. You had what were then baby bands coming up, like Sublime, helped make its name at the Warped Tour. So you had a lot of cultural relevancy and commercial relevancy. When you look at reasons for why it might be time to end the Warped Tour, the founder of the Warped Tour, Kevin Lyman, kind of gave a list of reasons and cited things like declining ticket sales and fewer appropriate bands that would really fit the brand of the festival. And when you add to all that the sexual harassment and abuse allegations that have roiled around some of the bands that have played the festival and how the festival has reacted to those allegations, and I think when you combine those struggles with things like lower ticket sales, it's hard to continue. Yeah, and when you add it up, the Warped Tour had a very successful run, but there comes a time you can't reach youth culture forever because youth culture is constantly changing and death comes for us all.
NPR's Stephen Thompson on the coming end of the Warped Tour.